What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. My name is Arsenio Mas. You can follow me and Mr. Brand Janu, my co-host there, as y'all can see, on Instagram. I am at RSAYSR, and he is at Brandon Janu Show on Instagram. Hit us up anytime. And you can send us emails for the show at darktherapysession@gmail.com. And you can hit us up also on Instagram at Dark Therapy Session Podcast. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up. Yo, we would love the feedback. Anything y'all want to say, any kind of critique y'all have for the show, or if y'all have some kind of things that resonate with you for the past few episodes that we've had, you know, hit us up at darktherapysession@gmail.com or at Dark Therapy Session Podcast on Instagram. Yo, what's up, Mr. Brandon? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, my brother. How are you, man?
Oh, man, it's been a minute, brother.
Yeah.
Though those that may be watching this now may not think it's been a minute, but it's been a little while. It's been a couple weeks anyway. And as you can see, I'm wearing my Florida hat. I am a true Floridian, by the way. In order to achieve this hat, you have to be able to swim with the gators. And I did that. I have swam with the gators. They nearly bit my ass off, but I was there anyway, and I did it. And that's how you earn this hat. That's why I got this hat. But if you can see what my background looks like, you can see I'm back, baby. I am back in the shed. I am back in the bunker. I am back in the original sound house of what Arce is. So here I am, man. What about you, bro? What the fuck you been up to?
I thought you get those hats when you sell like a pound. I don't know. I thought you get that hat when you sell
nah,
a kilo.
No. A pound. That's lightweight shit.
When you selling kilos, you know, yeah. big shit. Got a boat on it.
It's gotta be a couple keys. Couple keys, bro.
You gotta move.
3 months. Just imagine how many keys. I'm sorry, 4 months. 4 months. Ooh wee. Let's just say that for the shed has been upgraded. It's got a full bulletproof armor around the entire shed since I've been here. So nobody can penetrate it unless I let you penetrate me.
I did not know that shit about to go. I knew it was going somewhere different. I heard he was here. I didn't sit down by the air well. I knew it was coming. We are back. We are fucking
yes.
back.
Yes. Hell is, yeah. Damn right.
Holy shit.
Yes, y'all, this is the Dark Therapy Session. The session is now open, and I am gonna I guess kind of refer. Do I refer to you? How can I refer to you when you're supposed to be part of this in the beginning altogether? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do I say, well, here comes this guy? I think you should just jump in whenever the fuck you feel like.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm gonna let you go off, and I'm gonna let you do what you do.
Oh shit! Okay. Oh, do I? Oh, I need to stop being Mr. Tony Montana.
No, it was, no. We had the right vibe. We had the right vibe. I think that shit would work. People would 100% understood. That's awesome. We understand that.
No. I hope everybody else does too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Facts, yo.
What's it been like back, man? What's it been like to be back?
It's been a very short time. And to be perfectly honest, with the way things are, it's you know, with the type of person I am, it takes time to rebuild those connections all over again. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm happy to be here. There's no doubt about it. But my focus right now is to try to rebuild the connections that I lost while I was gone. You know what I'm saying? But it's challenging. It's challenging. There's no doubt about it. You know, you figure for the past few months, I've actually been in, I've been taking vacation, let's say. And as an individual taking vacation and, you know, attempting to start a new life and stuff out there, it's, you got to learn different tactics about yourself. You can't necessarily be so judgmental every single time when you meet somebody. You know, and no, regardless of things that they've done in the past, you can't judge them on those kind of things. Do they do some of the same things, and do they do some of the same aspects of the things you hate? Yeah, family does that. You know what I mean? But you still learn to love them, you know, no matter fucking what. Because at the end of the day, you realize that they don't mean no harm. They're just trying to have fun. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's it, yo. And that goes for the people that you meet. Go ahead.
That was such a rhyme. I just wanted to put you out.
Oh, shit. Was I rhyming? Oh, yeah, shit.
That was poetry.
I hope the people out there, if you're listening, yo, make that into a rhyme. I wanted to send that shit to me. We're
getting credit for that shit. I was just turning that shit into rhymes. We're getting credit for that shit.
I don't know. I didn't even catch that. But, yo, if you
I caught it. I caught it. I got it. We getting credit for that shit. Don't you put that shit on this podcast and say you didn't catch it. I caught it. I feel you.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up. Y'all caught that. Y'all caught that, right?
Yeah.
Y'all ain't going to stop by us. Nah.
You better not take the shit off the top. You better not.
I didn't even catch it. That's hilarious. Oh, damn. Excuse me, Murrah. When I want to say bruh. Anyway. Yo, it's been a minute, man. Last time we talked, I was in Florida. Mm-hmm. That was a few weeks ago.
On a sexy couch.
On the sexy couch. That's right. That's right. You know, Kyle from the Skank Bank. And he said, damn, you did a whole full fucking season arc with a finale. I thought it was hilarious. I was like, yeah, that's about right. That's my life, man. That's my life, bro. My life literally is 3 months at a time. You know what I'm saying? I live by the quarter. Yo.
as soon as the seasons change, it's like, all right, let's figure this shit out now.
Fucking right, man. That's my life, bro. I live by the quarter, yo. Word is bond. Now we got the fall quarter coming in. Uh-oh. Hold up. Hey. Somebody got winter depression. We don't say. You know what I'm saying? Should be happening, man. Should be happening.
I get it, though, man.
Yeah. Now they call it seasonal. What is it called? Seasonal something disorder, which means sad when you get depressed in the wintertime. I forgot what it's called. It's called sad. I used to get that shit, man. And I'm hoping that the 3 months, 4 months that I spent in Florida can carry me over for the next six. You know what I mean? I'm hoping for it.
Your math is off, I think, a little bit there, but okay.
That's what I'm, I know. Man, look, who says it's got to be equal? You just got to think about you got to reminisce. Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, it was so nice at that time.
Any of this shit. I mean, like, life is that way, right? We all had
Right.
a moment where we just like, we need a break. Fuck, I need a break. Time. I need a break. Fuck.
Yeah,
I don't know how I'm
facts.
gonna get this bitch, but I'm gonna get it. I don't know how I'm gonna
Facts.
get it, but I'm gonna get it. And that's all we need. Sometimes we need a break. Sometimes it's going to Florida. You know, just we need a break.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just need a break.
Word.
But we're back to what we usually do eventually. Like you said, we're right back to
Yeah,
it
man.
at the end of the next quarter. Like we're back to it. Like
You
you know, it's
know,
a break. I need.
let's think about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, having a 3 month break from anything that you're used to, I think sounds ideal. You know, as long as you don't become homeless and, you know, shit like that. As long as you work for what you're doing, or you know, you have time to spend to be able to be off, it's worth it, man. You know, unfortunately, I didn't have the money to be able to just say I got off. No, I worked while I was out there. I found a job. I bounced on that bitch like a motherfucker. Sorry, y'all. I apologize. You know, and it was like, yo, it was fun. It was fun. It was freeing. It really was freeing. You know what I'm saying? That you know what was more freeing? Bouncing on that job.
The reason why we having that this shit, because on the last episode we was kind of talking about that shit. He's like, I'm already
Facts.
planning a break. I'm already planning a fucking break. I'm already planning to get the fuck out of this
Yup.
job.
Yep. Hey, yo, for y'all, that's too. I know for y'all YouTubers that's watching us on YouTube, that was only last week, but that was actually 2 weeks ago. I fucked up and I released the fucking episode a week late. Like, oh shit, my bad. So, like, to y'all watching on YouTube, we're only a week behind. So, thank goodness for that. But y'all listeners, that's 2 weeks. So I apologize for that.
Like I've always said, you get it when we fucking give it to you. We can't be in charge of every damn day.
Hey man, yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that.
Life happens. What the fuck can we do?
Facts, facts. And you know, sometimes, you know, you have to be able to and stand up and say, nah, I can't do it this time, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, in life, I can't do it this time. Nope. You have to be able to stand up for yourself. Little things, little victories lead to big battles that are won, you know what I'm saying. So you know, if you know, little things that build your confidence and stuff like that, and that helps. Little things. If you know you can do something on your own, you don't need nobody's help. That's a battle won. You know what I'm saying? You can go out there. All right, bet. I got my own crib. I make my own money. I pay my own bills. That's a win. You feel me? And if you can do that, especially after, you know, having the volcano erupt or the house come down, if you will. And have to rebuild after that, you know, it's a different ball game. You know what I mean? And shout out to all the parents that have done that. Word is bond, because it's not easy. It's not easy at all, yo. So, that's kind of what I did, you know. And I was rebuilding out there. But the thing is that it's hard when you have your children that really want you home. Dad, come home. Come on, Dad. Come on. Dad, we love you. Come home. I couldn't deny it, you know? You feel me? I couldn't deny it. I couldn't deny it. I'll deal with what I have to deal with. You know, and when it comes to my wife, you know, I think we're on a totally different platform right now. I think we understand each other a lot more, especially after this break. You feel me? You gotta understand, we've been together since we were fucking 15 years old, bro. You know what I mean? We're growing up together and experiencing everything together. But the thing is, I wouldn't want anybody else to do it with. So, you know what I mean? She's the mother of my children. So I gotta do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's not a shitty person. If I spit in her eye, will she spit in my eye? Hell yeah, in a heartbeat.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm pretty sure she might spit your eye and whoop your ass afterwards.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly right. You know, that's the way it goes. You know what I mean?
You lucky she just spit back in your eye. It might whoop your ass much.
You know, exactly. I was trying to keep it PG for the most part. But yeah, man.
You might be sleeping, that bitch cut your dick off or some shit. Like, you might get it might get a Lorraine Bob in this bitch.
So damn true.
Oh shit, you might what the fuck happened?
You don't know how many times I've fallen asleep with that shit tucked. But I'm Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican. If she don't try to cut you, she don't love you, bro.
Not tonight. Not
no.
Tonight.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit.
So that's why I'm back in the old studio bunker.
Oh shit.
Fucking man cave, however people want to call it, whatever it is, you know what I mean? But
yeah. but man, you know what, man, I'm happy, man. For you, man, because sometimes you just need time. That's it, right? You just need time. You know what I mean, no matter how much time, you just need time. I think sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we forget that everything can actually be fixed if you just give it time and let it play itself out.
And that's what, you know, that's what you could hope for, especially at my age. You know, Kyle from the Skank Bang, he said I did a whole fucking season finale with an arc. You know what I'm saying? I was gone for 3-4 months and shit like that. You know, but the thing about it is, it's like, man, these things you can't control, you can't predict. You know. When you're with somebody for so long, as especially as long as I've been with her, you know, it's almost as if, let's say it's your brother or your sister. All right, let's say you're with your sister. I hate to do that, but it's like being with a sister because I love her the way of a family member.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna sound
so weird.
This is so weird.
You want to do this?
But I can pull my dick out. I can pull my dick out. You know what I mean?
Oh, we're getting canceled. There you go. There we go. That is. Yeah. There you go. There we go. We back. There we go. Fuck it right.
Oh shit.
Okay.
But does that make sense?
Not with that term, but but I understand. But I know what you mean. I know what you're trying to say. Yeah. Like
you love the person's. Go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. It's like you love her enough to know that you wouldn't grow with anybody else.
Yeah.
That you and that's the thing. I think that's the thing about it, right? Like, I think you said something like y'all grew up together. So y'all never really had a chance to actually see what y'all could be without each other. And that's what those 3-4 months was. It's kind of like, okay, what really are we without each other?
We've done it before. This is not the first time.
You tried to do it. But again, you tried, man. Y'all tried.
I gotta put this back on. Hold on. I gotta put my Floridian back on. Hold on.
Okay.
We tried. We did the best we could. You know what I mean?
But y'all tried before, but it's still like it's something.
But the damn jizz got in the way. Jits. That's a big thing in Florida. Jits. Sorry. Go ahead, yo.
But like that though, right? It's like y'all tried before, but it's just like this was the first time I think you kind of just like, okay, I need a serious like move.
Yeah.
To disconnect myself from it.
Right. Well, my intention was to go down and to rebuild by myself.
You did. You rebuilt your confidence. You rebuilt who you were. You needed to get back to who you were. So you rebuilt. And now you're looking at the situation a little differently. Like, I can't change her, but I know what I love about her, and that's never going to change either.
Good point. Yeah, and that's absolutely true. You know what I'm saying? Damn, bruh. Hold up. I need to pay you for this fucking What are we doing here? This is like real fucking therapy type shit. What are we doing? No. We gotta avoid this.
It's getting too personal. I don't like this shit. It's getting too personal. Come, fuck this. Go to the next thing.
Going straight to FMK.
Okay. Let's get to the next. Plug.
Word is bad, man. Word is
that's
bad.
What this is. I mean, that's what it is, though, man. It's just like you needed a break from understand. It was like, okay, let me take my time and understand why the fuck this is happening.
Yeah.
And I think when you're all around each other, you couldn't really. All you was just angry, and you was just like, you know, I'm just tired of the same shit. Over and over again. But once you get by yourself, you start to be.
Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah, for sure. No, when you get by yourself, absolutely, you start to think more. But it wasn't necessarily an anger. It wasn't angry towards the other person. It was just like, I'm going to do my thing, you do your thing. And then all of a sudden, it came to a big screeching halt. Then I had to go there. You know what I'm saying? And I don't regret it. I don't regret it one fucking bit. It taught me a lot. It taught me a lot while I've been there. And like I said to you in the beginning of the show, it takes a while for me to warm up. And it took me a while for me to warm up while I was down there. And it's going to take me a while to warm up, even though, people are going to probably judge me for this, even though it's my kids and even though it's my wife. It takes time to warm up. It takes time to get back into the groove of things of what we had in order to make it better.
Yeah, anybody that's like that don't understand that shit is like, okay, how many motherfucking situations you've been in life where you kind of was just like, okay, I need my time to understand what the fuck is this? Like, even if you've been in a situation before, you still need to re-engage yourself to that situation.
No doubt.
So I don't know who the fuck could judge you for that, because it's like every motherfucker in the world does that same shit. You gotta kind of have to, it's kind of like a reboot. You gotta like reboot your attention towards it. Like, okay, let me go back into the mode of, okay, this is family. Let me go back into the mode of, like, it's always been there, but now, like, I'm back in the same situation with a new outlook on it.
Yeah, and people might say it's robotic. And yeah, a part of it is kind of robotic, but at the same time, in order to make all the pieces come together, you kind of have to be robotic. You kind of have to get back into the groove of things and be able to be something more to the piece of that puzzle than you were before. And that goes for you and your significant other if you have children. You know, you have to come back and say, how can I be more to this puzzle than I was before? You know, and generally, let's keep the shit real. It falls onto the man. Help with breakfast, help with packing lunches, you know, all these little kind of things if you have the time, unless you wake up before then. We're talking about mm-hmm. if you have to be at work at the same time they got to be at school, then you need the help in the house. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So those little type of things, and that's what helps. That's what helps, man. Straight up.
I mean, that's life right now, right? It's like
facts.
It's not the big shit that catch you off guard. It's the small shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's anything in life sometimes. I think we all kind of have those moments where we got to have to step back for a moment and like re-engage and out the look on what the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No doubt. So how has, all right, since the last time we talked, we haven't talked personally. What's been going on since the last time we fucking talked? Because it's been a minute. No doubt about it.
Yeah. I've just been fucking doing me pretty much. That's it. I mean, I've just been doing me pretty much. I don't know what I could do about that, but that's pretty much been it. Just working on me.
No doubt.
On podcast.
You're on season 6?
Yeah.
That's dope. Yeah. Man. That's dope, yo. You're still doing it, yo. You know, and like for me, it's like so difficult. I want to so bad. I just don't have the fucking time, and it fucking sucks. Because there are times where I just want to talk. You know, I just want to say things. But there are times that, you know, that I can't. You know what I mean? So it's like,
I think you overthinking a podcast.
Maybe so.
You might be overthinking a podcast. I think if you just hit the record button and just start talking, it feel like normal. You'd be like, yeah, that's kind of still the same. Okay, I can do this shit.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is.
But I don't really want to do it unless it's with you, Jay, Kyle, you know what I'm saying? Or Measure of Men. That's the only time I really want to do it, yo. It's got to have a purpose. And I think every time we do it, we definitely have a purpose. You know, and...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
We may not have a purpose for the episode, but...
Oh, no.
We have a purpose for what we want to do. And, you know, and I know you understand that. Fuck it. You put it out the way it is. You know, I'm like that too. I don't give a fuck about edits. I don't give a fuck about what I said, what I didn't say, this and that, blase, blah. I don't give a fuck about none of that. What I say is what I say. So I don't give a fuck about edits. I don't give a fuck about how it looks and all that other kind of shit. So like tonight, I guarantee you, I'm going to upload this tonight as is, you know, and there's, you know, I mean, let's keep it real. Look, today is 9/5/22 at 9:37 PM. Guarantee you is going to be on YouTube tonight. So it's just like, I don't care about things that I say. I don't care about how I say things and shit like that. But it's just like, how can we learn to make the show flow? And have content throughout the entire time.
You know me, man. I don't buy too much into the editing shit. I think that's a waste of time and energy. just a waste of time and energy, because you know what you said, and if somebody don't like it, then fuck it. You don't like it, turn it off. What can I do? You know what I'm saying? I think that's the thing about it. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I've been doing solo episodes by myself, and you know, hopefully tomorrow we can get back to doing family thing. But other than that, if not, then I just do solo episodes by myself. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I'm getting comfortable with it. I mean, it's not like I can't do it,
right.
but I do miss the element of having y'all on the podcast, because it's just like the energy, the flow of the room when everybody was talking. You know what I'm saying? That's what I miss more than anything.
Yeah,
it's not even just the episodes. It's just the fact that we all could flow and do shit. You know what I'm saying? You might bring up a topic that somebody else might be like, "Oh, wait a minute." Then, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I miss more than anything.
Yeah.
But,
it's
yeah.
fun, man. It's been so long for me. You know, so one thing I've been saying is, while I've been there, is that you know, I'm getting the same, I wouldn't say attention. I'm getting the same kind of, I don't know what the word is. It's not attention. But when we talk and everybody's there, everybody's part of the conversation, it's not recorded. It's like that thing is being released when I'm there. Because we have some great conversations. However, not all of it is recorded. None of it is recorded, really.
None of it is recorded, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it gets to the point where it's just like, wow, how much can I actually record? Because there's so many good conversations that people have out there. How much of it can I record? I can't record all of it. You can't record without people knowing. And all that kind of stuff, you know, kind of comes into play. And you know, while being out there, I felt like I did 1,000 fucking episodes of a podcast. I'm not lying, you know? And it kind of filled that itch, if you will. So being out there, you know, not only did I not have the time, but it was to the point where I didn't really have anything to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like that sometimes.
Yeah, man. I didn't have nothing to say. Who wants to listen to me? Who wants to hear anything that I got to say? Okay. I was at my brother's house. His next door neighbor is a full fucking blooded Jamaican. Every single fucking night, I either ate curry goat, curry chicken, jerk pork, rice and peas. You know, and it was delicious, and I loved every fucking bit of it. But who wants to hear that? You know what I'm saying?
Somebody that loves food.
Huh?
Somebody that loves food.
I guess. But, you know, me and him became very close. His name is Marvin. Shout out to Marvin, yo. And, you know, he loves to cook. And you know, I'm out there. I ain't got nobody to feed me, but he loves to cook. Where you think I'm going? I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat some food. Not only that, you know, he'll fucking... But not only that, he'll buy you a 12-pack of Beck's. You want some Don Q rum with some Sprite, he got you on that. You know, you want to come eat, man, yo, you fed, you good, no problem. You know? And it was like that all the time. And shout out to his wife, Princess, too. You know, she made a bomb-ass ice cream sundae for me. Off the hook. Anyway. So, you know, you can find things that will make you feel better about life out there. There's definitely things, little small things, you know, helping your neighbor cut the grass, those little kind of things. But It's the ones that will also offer something to you are the ones that are like, okay, that's my guy right there. Oh, you got some jerk pork and rice and peas? Oh shit, I'm coming over, bro. I'm coming over with rice and peas, man. Hell yeah. Hey, oh shit. Well, come on over. Have some fucking prawns. We got some prawns cooking on the cooker. Come on, come get some prawns. It's just like a family type deal. And it was weird for me being like that because for me, my family and everything was just me, my wife and my kids. It wasn't nobody outside of that. And going out there, there's nobody else. So everybody's outside of that. And you learn to make connections with people straight up. And
This is
it's
it,
pretty
though, man.
fun. It's pretty fun, man. It's pretty
This is it,
fun.
though. This is it, though. I
Hell
think, like I said, man, I think the growth, I think you grew into a better person.
I try. Well, I don't know about all that
And
now. I'm still the
but
same grimy RC that you knew from before.
no, but you, I think you need that. You need that, right? Like you need it, so yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It is what it is, yeah. But it was fun. It was fun nonetheless. But
Yeah.
I'm back and hope to continue with this, man. Hell yeah. I told you already. Made a promise. Word is bond.
No, 100.
right, man. So, how can people follow you? How can people find out where your podcast is and all that good stuff?
Shit. All right. Brand new show on social media, pretty much Instagram, TikTok, YouTube channel. Brand new show. I've been getting crazy subscribers. I got like 7+ subscribers since like the last time we've done shit.
Dope.
Got a couple of shorts that have hit close to almost 1,000, which is crazy into its own self. Yeah, shout out to everybody who's been now subscribing to me. It's kind of weird, like people just bumping into the shit and they're just seeing it. So it's just like that's what's making it weird. It's like okay, that's kind of weird. Brand new show on podcast platforms everywhere. Like always, I think I'm still a brand ambassador of Urban Boulevard. I have no idea. I gotta check in. I don't know. I think I am. I have to check in.
And I think we're still dark therapy session and BetterHelp at dark therapy session. I think we are.
I think I said I don't fucking know. We don't know this shit. We just as surprised as y'all. Like you motherfuckers got branded deals. I know this shit crazy. All right, well I know this shit is crazy. Season 6 is here. My theme episode came out today. Brandon versus Jeremiah versus Janu. That's the theme of season 6. So I'll be doing solo episodes with that. Premiere week is this whole week. Got one dropping Tuesday. Life of Times for Music, which I'm talking about all the white artists I love and love their music and everything. That's dropping Tuesday. And of course, I got two wrestling podcast episodes. Wrestling Life, that's another series of mine. And I got an episode I just did tonight. I recorded my brother, Franklin Francisco. So check out that one. That's coming out Sunday. So, yeah, I'm working, I guess. And also,
Hell yeah.
I'm back to doing my sports pick'em this Wednesday. So NFL season kicks on Thursday, so I'll be back doing that Wednesday. And hopefully, like I said, tomorrow we will be recording the panel, which will be talking about hip hop. Should is it time for hip hop to have a hip hop and R&B Hall of Fame? And if so, who should be in it? So definitely.
Ooh, that's nice.
RC, tell them where you can find all your stuff, man.
Man, just hit me up on Instagram, RSA Senior, RSAYSR, patreon.com/darktherapysession. Hit us up on there. You get all the exclusive episodes of the Dark Therapy Session, and including all the stuff that is on Channel 82 Network. You get all that exclusive at patreon.com/thedarktherapysession. Other than that, Dark Therapy at Dark Therapy Session on Instagram. That's it, bro. Yo, hit us up.
In Gmail.
Oh, wait. No, I'm lying. All right. So, on Apple Podcasts, rate and review us on there. Once a month, we're going to pick a reviewer to send a free bottle of 1,000 milligram CBD from Retreat CBD. If you like CBD, you know what I'm saying, drop us a review. No matter how bad or good it is, it doesn't matter. Any review, we're going to send you a bottle. We love y'all. Thank y'all so much, and we appreciate it. Word is bond.
100.
Word. All right. So we have FMKs, as always, with y'all. We always got to do at least the FMKs. So word is bond. So today's FMKs are Kendall Jenner, Chanel Iman, and, oh, damn, we got two pictures of Chanel Iman. What was the other one, bro? We fucking up.
Shit. Listen, we're not going to get shit perfect.
That's all good.
Darn. I forgot the goddamn girl name. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Darnella?
Daniela.
Daniela, yeah. Harrington, some shit. Harrington.
Was it Harrington?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yep. That is her. That's definitely her. All right. So, Mr.
He said that's definitely her. He knew exactly. Yeah, that's definitely her. It is.
Facts. Mr. Brandon, who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
I'm marrying Daniela. That was like easy. I'm marrying her.
Okay.
Out the gate. That was very simple. Okay, so who do? Okay.
So this is... you got Chanel Iman and you got Kendall Jenner. Who are you gonna fuck? Who are you gonna kill?
Here we go. Here's the problem. I'm gonna need to see some pictures. Okay. This is the pictures. This is gonna be fucking hard. I'll probably fuck Kendall.
Ooh,
probably fuck Kendall.
Yeah, I'm not hating. Okay. All right.
I don't want to kill Chanel, but it's just like,
she's dead. You're dead. I'm sorry, Chanel. You're dead. Yeah. Oh, man. Wow. Man, I'm too old for this damn girl. All right. So, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to marry Danielle Harrington. Okay. She looks wholesome. And
she look awesome. Oh, we're still using that shit. My god.
Wholesome enough.
Oh wow. All
right. Damn. So I'm gonna marry her. Fuck, man.
Yeah, but it's like a thought. He's like a thought. He's like thinking this shit.
Yeah.
He's like thinking this shit.
Oh man. I don't like that skinny shit. I think. All right, I'm marrying Danielle Harrington. I'm gonna fuck Kylie Jenner. I gotta fuck Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
You got to. So I gotta kill Chanel Iman. Chanel. Sorry, I think we're on the same boat there, aren't we?
Yeah, we're kind of the same. We kind of in the same boat.
You married Danielle Harrington too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, I mean, I don't see any other way to go. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either. I don't either. Yeah, I don't either.
Y'all see somewhere else to go. If y'all have different opinions, hit us up at Dark Therapy Session on Instagram or Dark Therapy Session.
I think everybody would agree with the marrying part. I think everybody would agree with the marrying part. The fucking part is probably where everybody's going to have
I think the, with have that the conversation. That's hard. That's definitely
hard. I said that's a little bit hard. I don't know. The marrying part is the easiest decision we probably ever make.
I think you're right.
The marrying is like the easiest decision we've ever made. But everybody gonna be like, I don't know about the fucking. I don't know.
That's a great point. That's a great fucking point. Damn, bro. Hell yeah. Yo, that's been fun, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah. Always, man. You want me to close it out?
Yeah, man, please.
Oh, shit. All right. The fuck did we talk about? Okay, this time I got to remember what the fuck we talked about. We talked about a lot of shit. All right, let me put my glasses back on. Made me look smart. All right. I really got to think about this shit because I have no idea what the fuck we talked about.
It was a lot of
it was all over the place.
It was a lot about me being out there and learning what I learned. You know what I'm saying? It was definitely an Arce-centric episode, so I apologize for that.
Well, it's usually about me, so we should have an Arce-centric episode, goddammit. Since he won't do his podcast, we gonna do this. God damn it, we gonna make his ass do a podcast. Fuck this shit. But yeah, man, we talked about a lot today, man. But more importantly, man, I'm happy my brother's RSA is back home, where he belongs. God damn it. In FMK's, listen, we clearly got the marriage part right. We got that 100% solidly locked down. That was pretty like. But the fucking part, listen, y'all can debate it all the fuck y'all want. I don't give a shit. Care less. I just want to fuck Kendall. That's about it. There's no other reason to put it. I don't fuck Kendall. It's like the only one that I was like, maybe like Courtney, that you would probably be like, she can get it. Everybody else, like every other girl, you'd be like, they got to come with like rules, stipulations, reasons why. Courtney could definitely get it. Like we've established that already. We kind of established that. I think episode one. We pretty much established Courtney could get it. Like but yeah, man. Listen, in it. Listen, man. Dark Therapy Sessions is back. And I think at the end of the day, man, we do this so much that it's kind of like. This is like the obvious. I think we've made this kind of like a staple of what we do. Either me or you, this is like a staple. And this is what working with each other for, yes, with the cocaine hat. He just sold a couple kilos in the hat. I know he has. He got a boat and a key to Florida. I know he got a boat in Florida Key somewhere, just chilling. Knocked off a couple people. Well, he ain't touching me. I had some people knocking off a couple people. Text me when you're done. Got a flip phone. Like, shit like that. With that hat, it kind of like you got a flip phone. You don't even use a bitch. You just for transactional reasons. Just for transactional reasons. But yeah. But we do this, man, and Dark Therapy Sessions is a staple, man. We have established, I think, that this is the key. You know, this is the one thing that we always will do. And that's a big thing, man, for me. I don't even know. It's probably episode, what, 40? Close to it.
Close to it. Yeah. 35, 36.
Like, 37, 38, something like that. You know, it's a 40. But, yeah, man, look, we've worked on this, and we built this shit, man. I'm proud to say, man, I do this with you, my brother. And anytime we get to do it, man, this is therapy for me and you.
Hell yeah, brother.
Thank you. Know what I'm saying? Today was just your therapy session.
Thank you so much.
Today, Today was your therapy session. It was for me to listen and just give advice. That's all it was.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that shit a lot.
Hey, man, sometimes, like I always say, man, sometimes we just need people to listen. You ain't got to say shit. Just listen. So that's what I want people to understand. Sometimes we don't need you to talk. We just need your ass to listen. And that seems like what the world is missing. We just need a lot more fucking people to listen. Don't talk. Just listen. This has been a Dark Therapy Session. This has been a Dark Therapy Session. The session is now closed. Peace.
Peace.